Hey everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina Jukia.
Hi, Chirag.
Hello, Shalina. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a busy week, but
it has. Yes.
Yeah, we're powering through.
Yeah, we are.
What do we got on the slate for today?
So, a lot of people ask me often about what to do with the stuff once they declutter it. So we've talked about the 90% done syndrome. I just wanted to have a quick chat about where to donate the stuff to help people, you know, if they quickly want to donate things that they've decluttered, especially over the new year, because a lot of people are decluttering right now.
Yeah, so we also talked about, like, in addition to getting rid of the stuff, we also talked about selling it. And so today we're going to talk about donating.
So there's lots of things that, you know, when you declutter them, they can be donated rather than thrown in the trash bag or put in for recycling. So, you know, let's go through them. So there's clothes, which is an obvious one. So you'll see bins everywhere around in various communities from, you know, a few of the main charities. So there's Red Crescent in Abu Dhabi in the Northern Emirates and in various other countries, GCC countries, Red Crescent is there and they have bins there. In Dubai, there's the Albert and Bait who have their bins in a lot of the communities. So you can put clothing there. So I recommend people do that. So make sure that though that the clothes are not damaged. If they're broken, you know, the broken zips, holes in them, frayed, you know, put them in the recycling bin. Don't give them for donation. Underwear can't be donated either. If you've got bras that have been barely used, they can be donated to a lingerie shop in Jumeirah, which we have a relationship with. So if people want to know about that, I can let them know privately. There's also various charities or people that are collecting for war-torn countries like Syria and various other countries. So they take clothes and send it to the refugees there. So, and Red Crescent is involved in that as well. So you can also donate to them. So that's on the clothes front. If you have bed sheets and towels, a lot of the vets take that because they need it for when, you know, the animals go for operations or they get strays left at their place. And also the animal charities take these. So always if you have blankets, sheets, towels, carpets, rugs, duvets and pillows, they can all be donated to vets and to pet charities because they always are grateful for them. With books, a lot of people have books that they're decluttering and we love that people declutter them. There are various ways to do that. You can put them on various Facebook groups, especially the mummy groups, or on our Facebook group called Free Me United Arab Emirates. You can do that for anything on the Free Me Facebook group, but for books specifically, because people are always willing to take children's books that have been donated to for their own kids. So that's a great way of moving the books around and getting them read by other kids. Also, there is an initiative, and it was at Oasis Center, I remember. There was companies taking books there and donating them out. You can also try with the libraries. So I know when I was in the UK, in my little village, there used to be a big library, and we used to go donate books there, you know, when we finish reading them. So it could be the same thing still with a lot of libraries. To be honest, I haven't been to a library for a long time, so I wouldn't know, but our listeners can let us know if their libraries accept books.
Yeah, there used to be also even in like Times Square. It's a bookstore basically, but they also take back books. People can come in and donate them and they would take them off your hands and then find a way to give them back. And then we have and we've spoken about this one on our, you know, more elongated books episode, that we have their charities and things that, you know, that then like put them into a sale so that they can raise money. So again, that's a good way of donating books because you can give it to them and they can get to raise some money out of it, which is nice. Yeah.
And also there's a lady I know that is collecting books and sending them to India to start a library for kids in a village in India as well. So I've given a lot of books to her as well. So there are various ways. So we can always advise on that. If people send messages to us, I can let them know who's collecting at that time for the books. With kitchenware, if it's not been used that much and it's still usable, say with the saucepans, if the Teflon hasn't come off and it's not completely and totally burnt, you can always give them to the workers in the camps because they could use it for cooking. They'll find it very useful. And the same with cutlery and your crockery as well. So with crockery, when I get, you know, you get goodie bags when you go to events and I get mugs, I always give it to my security guards. So they all have a mishmash of different cups that I've given to them over the years. But they love it because, you know, if somebody accidentally drops it or, you know, they break a cup or a plate, they have a new set from me every so often. So you can do the same with your security guards in your buildings or with workers in the camps nearby. With phones and laptops?
Yeah, we've talked about this one too. So it was episode 24.
Yes, so we've talked about them. So there's various ways. First, remember to, you know, remove all the data and clean it, put it to its original factory settings. And then you can either have them, there's a donation box in some supermarkets where you can put them in there, and then they're donating it to other countries. There are also people that take computers and laptops to send to certain countries to help kids who need the computers. We had a friend in the past who used to collect it and take it from us. So there are various methods to do that as well. So look out for them. And there's always initiatives that are announced in the newspaper for electronics. With TVs, I find that if you just leave the TV outside, the gardener or the workers will take the TV and send it back to their country as well. And I find that generally with a lot of stuff. Things that you think are junk or rubbish, if you leave it outside your house, outside your villa, there is always someone that's going to pick it up and take it away. So I've done that with a chair I had. I left that outside my door, and within 5 minutes it was gone. So it's great. And it's the same with bookshelves and things. So if you can't get rid of something, if you can't sell it, if you leave it outside, or you put it on one of those, you know, the FreeCycle website, it's Facebook groups, or the FreeMe UAE Facebook group, somebody will come and take it because they'll find a use for it, or they'll repurpose the item.
Yeah, I think we have the same for furniture as well. I think they only do wooden furniture or something, but the people you can call, they'll come in, they'll pick it, they'll disassemble it, take it off, figure out a way to reuse that. And by the way, we're talking about Dubai and the UAE primarily, but this is true just about anywhere. Just do a quick search, you'll definitely find it. I mean, in the States, you have, again, Red Cross, Salvation Army, who would come in and pick up stuff, clothing and that kind of thing. They give it away to shelters, or like you said, they ship it to other countries where this might be relevant. There are always these collection drives that happen, as you mentioned as well, sometimes for just countries in distress, sometimes for just calamities like floods and those kind of things. And right after that, that's a great time to donate as well, because you can at least... you know, if you have a donation bag ready and you know that these are stuff you want to donate, then the moment something happens, you can always give it away.
Yeah, and the same which happened in the UK with, say, with Grenfell Tower. My friends who lived in London, a lot of them, their temples and mosques collected items from various people, you know, clothes, because a lot of people lost all their possessions, so they didn't have even clothes on their back at the time. So people donated clothes and tinned food, furniture for their new houses. So there are always people who will take the items. This is just a quick rundown of all the ways of donating here and in various other places. But if there are any other ways that you hear, just let us know so that, you know, and it's always good for me to know, because when I'm decluttering, I do like to donate items to worthy causes. So if you do have one that, you know, a drive for collection, just let me know.
Yeah, if you're if you're someone that's behind one of these initiatives and stuff, reach out.
And we can mention them in a future podcast.
All right, well, that's what we have for you guys this week. As always, you can subscribe in your favorite podcast player, streaming apps, actually wherever you like to listen. And you can reach Lena at declutterme.com/contact, as well as on social media.
I'm on all the social media platforms. All of them.
All of them. Okay, so just look for Declutterme.
DECLUTTRME.
Ooh, spelled it out this time.
I did.
How cool. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye.